And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into Raven Radio, your community radio station. And joining me in the studio, I have two Girl Scouts from Troop 4140, Allison Winger and Ariana Strickland. Welcome to Morning Edition, ladies. Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk a bit about how old you are and how long you have been in Girl Scouts. Ariana?
Well, I have been in Girl Scouts since first grade.
Since first grade. And you're how old now?
12.
12. Wow. And what about you, Allison?
I'm 12, and I've been in Girl Scouts since kindergarten.
So you two have been doing this for a good portion of your lives, and now you are at a significant milestone as Girl Scouts. You are working on your Silver Award. Can you tell us a bit about that? What is it, and why is it so important to you, Allison?
It's the highest award we can win, or like
to earn.
Earn at our age. And what was the other
question? So is this something that you've been sort of working towards your careers as Girl Scouts? Have you sort of had your sights set on it, Ariana?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you have to do to earn it?
Well, you have to pick something that you want to do to help the community, and you have to do it for 50 hours.
So this is a service award. You have to serve the community in some way. 50 hours of work. Wow, that sounds like a lot. How far into your project are you? How many hours do you think you've accumulated so far?
Like about 10,
and I've done about 7.
Okay, so you're starting to chip away at it. Let's talk a bit about what your project is. That's the whole point behind this interview. What are you doing?
Doing a fundraiser, like a car wash at the fire hall.
Okay, so this is happening Saturday. You're going to have a car wash at the fire hall from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And what's the point behind having this car wash?
To get Caroline's cart for people that have special needs.
Okay, so...
And to make it easier for them to go shopping.
So is this geared towards food? And hunger.
Oh.
So you're trying to raise money to go towards purchasing 3 of these, what you call Caroline's carts. That's what they're called, right?
Yeah.
And they're to help people who have special needs move through the grocery stores. So there's a special seat on the front where folks with special needs can sit. And you're also, so you're collecting money for that. You're collecting something else as well. What is that?
Food.
Food donations?
Yeah.
And who will you give those food donations to?
Salvation Army.
So it sounds to me like you're trying to work around issues of what we call food security. Folks in town who either do not have enough food, so you're trying to raise food for the food bank, or folks who have trouble accessing food because of physical limitations. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
This is a big, huge topic. How did you choose this project? Why did you choose this project?
We've been thinking, like, talking about doing a summer food drive. So we wanted to do a project that we could do that with. And we found Caroline's cart. And so...
Ariana?
Yeah, you just chose it, I guess.
What other projects were you considering before you decided to choose this one?
Well, I'm not really sure, but I was, wanting to do something else to help with, animals.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made my decision to do the cart.
Did anything happen to choose for both of you to choose working around issues of hunger and food? You were thinking about animals. You had all these other projects in mind. And then you decided, okay, I'm going to work around hunger. What made you decide to do that?
We went to Salvation Army to look at their food bank, and it was
pretty much empty.
Yeah.
It was pretty much empty. And the troop already runs a food drive, what, in the fall or the winter?
Yeah.
In November.
So you already think about that, and then you visited the Salvation Army, and you saw that was almost empty, and what did you realize?
We had to do a food drive.
A food drive. Okay, well, let's talk about the food drive coming up on Saturday. You're looking for people to get their car washed and either donate food or donate money towards the Caroline's carts. You're also looking for something else. What else do you need?
Volunteers.
You need volunteers. What do you need volunteers to do?
Wash cars.
Okay, so you need help washing cars. How can folks get a hold of you? Should they either just come down to the fire hall to help, or should they contact you beforehand?
Both.
Yeah. And how can they contact you?
738-2073.
Well, I want to ask how you're feeling about talking about this on Morning Edition this morning. You have your headphones on. You're sitting in front of the microphones. Have either of you been on the radio before?
Yeah.
Yeah? And do you think that this is a good way to maybe get the word out?
Yeah.
What are you hoping? When you think about, you know, how much food you can earn and how much money might be donated on Saturday, what's your wildest dream?
Our goal is to get 4,140 pounds of food and $4,140. That's our troop number.
Oh, so you're using the troop number as a guide. And should that amount of money be able to purchase a Caroline's cart for each grocery store?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the goal. Raise enough money to purchase 3 Caroline's carts, which will help what?
People with disabilities at the store.
Okay, at the grocery stores. And raise enough food.
4,140
pounds of food that will go to the Salvation Army to fill up their food bank. Anything else you would like to add? Anything else you want people to know?
And the Salvation Army has done over 750 lunches
in the month of June.
In just the month of June alone, the Salvation Army has served over 750 lunches. What does that tell you?
That there's a lot of people in the community that need food.
Yeah. So that there's a need, and that hopefully this car wash can help a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So come on down, volunteer, and get your car washed, donate money, and donate food. Great. Well, thank you both so very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
And good luck.
Thanks.
I've been speaking with Allison Winger and Ariana Strickland. They're Girl Scouts from Troop 4140. They're working on their Silver Award, and the project they've chosen is to address hunger in Sitka. They're holding a car wash this Saturday at the fire hall, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They are raising money, and they are looking for food donations as well.